AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell last week, but remained at historically healthy levels, despite some signs the labor market is weakening. The Labor Department says U.S. applications for jobless claims for the week ending December 20th fell by 10,000 to 214,000. Applications for unemployment are viewed as a proxy for layoffs and are close to real-time indicators for the health of the job market. AP correspondent Lindsay Whitehurst reports the latest documents released by the Justice Department's files on Jeffrey Epstein include an email from a prosecutor flagging that President Trump had traveled on Epstein's private plane several times in the 1990s.
The email was sent in January of 2020, shortly before the filing of a criminal case against Epstein's co-conspirator, Ghislaine Maxwell. It said that Trump was listed as a passenger 8 times between 1993 and 1996. Maxwell was also listed as a passenger on 4 of those flights. The prosecutor who wrote the email said they were doing so because they didn't want the information to come as a surprise. It has since been publicly reported. Trump himself has expressed frustration about the controversy over the files, saying that it was distracting from the successful work Republicans are doing.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has told reporters he would be willing to withdraw troops from the country's eastern industrial heartland if Russia also pulls back and the area becomes a demilitarized free economic zone monitored by international forces. He said the proposal must also be put to a referendum. Search teams in Turkey have recovered the cockpit voice and flight data recorders from the jet that crashed and killed Libya's military chief and 7 others. This is AP News. A college football player has filed a counter-lawsuit against the University of Georgia after transferring to the University of Missouri.
Missouri pass rusher Damon Wilson II claims Georgia's athletic department is trying to illegally punish him for entering the transfer portal. He filed a lawsuit Tuesday in Boone County, Missouri. Wilson transferred to the Tigers last January after signing a 14-month deal with Georgia's Booster Collective. He received $30,000 on a $500,000 deal before entering the portal. Georgia filed a lawsuit claiming Wilson owes $390,000 in damages for leaving. Georgia spokesman Steve Drummond said the school had no comment due to pending litigation. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
The Powerball jackpot now stands at an estimated $1.7 billion. It's one of the largest lottery prizes in U.S. history. The lottery group will be drawing the 4th largest jackpot ever on Christmas Eve. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.